Talk with Bob Mars.
Hello, LinkedIn universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, I'm going to talk about something that is near and dear to the hearts of all of us at Beyond Clean. Social media. Social media is such an amazing platform and can be used to drive engagement, encouragement, positivity, negativity, unfortunately. It can be used for education and training, and it has so many wonderful ways to spread messages out there for us. I want to talk specifically today about messages and messages that are not so good. So we all know there's a lot of information out there floating around about the sterile processing universe, what we do, how we do it, why we do it, when we do it. There's good information and there's bad information. Today I want to refer specifically to Facebook. On Facebook, there's a lot of great information and there's a lot of really bad information. As a matter of fact, there's information on there that's being spread that's just not true. It's really important that you are able to check resources, to make sure that you're talking about items that are explained in the manufacturer's instructions for use or in the standards and recommended best practices. You should always be following these guidelines to ensure that you're spreading the proper message. All too often, I'll hear people or I'll see people pose a question that says, well, I know the answer to this, but why can't I do this? Or why shouldn't I do this? Well, you shouldn't do it because the standards, the recommended practices, and the IFUs say nothing about it. You don't want to make up new ways of doing things in the processes that are already developed and proven and approved through the FDA, through other entities. It's very important that we use these platforms to drive engagement, education, training, but that we're sharing good and proper and correct knowledge, that we're not spreading things that are not true. A lot of folks on these platforms are impressionable and may not know the right answer. One of the things that drives me crazy is that people will often chime into these discussions and give advice, but it's the wrong advice as well. We've got to make sure that we're passing along proper information so everybody is doing the job that they were intended to do, because it's such a vital part of patient safety. We have to make sure that we're doing our jobs correctly to keep our patients safe. So, as you go out there and you get on social media every day, make sure that any information that you're providing is based on fact and or evidence-based. We cannot be and should not be spreading information that is just not true. I hope that you enjoyed this session of Real Talk, and I'll look forward to bringing you more messages in the coming days.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.